When the state's unemployment rate really began skyrocketing earlier this year, an average of nearly 19,000 people lost their jobs each month. About half those jobs were in manufacturing. Laura Dresser is the Associate Director of the Center on Wisconsin Strategy, or COWS.
Wisconsin lost about 13% of its manufacturing job base from December 07 to current. And we've seen some increase in the losses recently, and we certainly know anecdotally that there are some more coming.
Bay Shipbuilding of Sturgeon Bay just notified the state that it will lay off 400 people later this fall. Mercury Marine of Fond du Lac may shift 800 jobs to Oklahoma. Dresser says a number of things are indicators for a recession, including housing starts, consumer confidence, and corporate profits. She says the unemployment rate is a lagging indicator, meaning it goes up late in a recession and it stays that way when other indicators are pointing toward improvement.
And that means, you know, further problems, you know, and suffering for the people who are unemployed and are underemployed, because that's the other, you know, the other hidden statistic here, of course, is a lot of people are not getting the hours they're used to. They're working part-time but wish they could find full-time work. They don't see the overtime income that they used to have. All that stuff is going on as well, or the state workers who have furloughs and face those losses.
The report from COWS shows Wisconsin has 137,000 fewer jobs than it did when the recession started. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.